at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious,
precious years,
memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
Now I know what's more to me.
What's more to me?
With my friends at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is, again, to come to you by the means of radio. We pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, right here on C103. Again, we count it a privilege. And our prayers is that we win some soul to Jesus Christ. And we pray this broadcast is a blessing to you each and every Sunday. If you'd like to have directions to our church to come out and pay us a visit, you want to take Interstate 32 right there to the Mount Orb Fayetteville exit. Get off the exit, turn left, go approximately 5 miles on Route 68 till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors that makes this broadcast possible so that we can come to you every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We want to give a special thanks out there to Harold and Louise Brummett. We appreciate them, appreciate the way they help us here on the radio broadcast, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes. We got your letter, Sister Linda. Appreciate the offering there on the broadcast. We appreciate you. We pray this broadcast is a blessing to you. We want to send it out also to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful contributors, faithful listeners, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. And I'll tell you what, if you would like to drop us a line, take a few minutes to sit down and tell us what this broadcast means to you and how it's changed your life and if you enjoy it or the likes or dislikes, we'd like to know about it. Take the time to drop us a line. And I'm going to give you the church office address. Just send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, our church office is 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. And we'll get that, read over it. If you got any prayer requests, put them in there, and we'll pray over them for you and give you a holler out on the radio. I want to also take the time today, before we get into the Word of God, we received a letter last week, and I'll tell you what, I was really touched by it, and we want to send out a special thank you to Shirley Toll. I believe that if I'm pronouncing that right, Shirley Toll, T-O-L-L-E, from Peebles, Ohio. We want to say thank you for dropping us a letter, letting us know how you've enjoyed the broadcast. And we have been sending out prayers for your children and your family, and we want to continue to do that. And we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to Sister Shirley Toll and all their family. When you get a chance, come out and pay us a visit. All right, we're going to get right into the Word of God, but before we do, one more announcement I want to give, actually two more, and I told you before that we'd be giving it out from time to time, but we want you to make plans and mark your calendar for our church auction. We're going to have a church auction here right outside our park here beside the church. We have a shelter out there and a big grounds where we can have a good crowd. We are going to have an auction to raise money for the building fund. We're getting ready to do some remodeling on the inside. And that's going to be on April the 28th. April the 28th on a Saturday. April the 28th, Saturday at 12 o'clock. We're going to have an auction. It's going to have hamburgers and hot dogs throughout the day. We're going to have a pie auction. We're going to have quilts auctioned off. There's going to be furniture and appliances. So you want to mark your calendar and don't miss that day. It's going to be an all-day auction on Saturday, April the 28th at 12 o'clock. Make plans. Try to come out and be with us and help contribute to the 5 Mile Holiness Church. Also, we want to give out our website. A lot of people has really been responding to that. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, go to www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to the website and you can click on our sermon page and listen at the radio broadcast 7 days a week. And also we have guest speakers on there that if you find a favorite and that you enjoy, and you can listen to them also. So take the time and take a look at that. We're going to get right into the Word of God. Again, it takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But if God be my helper, amen, I want to try to help you today. In the book of Isaiah chapter 33, Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6, the Bible said, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." I want you to notice the word here. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, strength of thy salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. In the book of Luke, amen, we're going to be reading at chapter 21, verse 17. And the Bible said, "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not one hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed about with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and the wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, and sea, and the waves roaring. Men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach on unstable times. I want to preach this morning on unstable times. I read from the book of Isaiah chapter 33, because during this time, amen, Israel was under distress. Amen. The Bible teaches us here in the 33rd chapter of Isaiah that Israel was overtaken by the Assyrian army. Amen. The Assyrian army had came in to perplex the children of Israel. It was troubled times. People was unstable. They was worried. They didn't know where to turn or where to go. The Assyrian army drew near in the north, even to apprehend some of the Israelites during that time. And the Bible said that even others made alliances with Egypt, that Egypt would even save them. You know, trying to make deals with other countries and neighboring friends, because the country was so overwhelmed they didn't know where to turn or what to do. And when I was reading this history, this verse came out to me this morning, and I want to share it with you. As I read in the heading of this text this morning, on 33:6, the Bible said, "Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times." And the Bible said, "Strength and strength of thy salvation." But the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Now, God sent Isaiah to go during this time because you can imagine, I mean, the people was just running to and fro, and the enemy was trying to overtake the camps and the cities. And people were just overwhelmed, no doubt. And some even give in to the enemy, thinking that they would be safe. And all the time, the enemy tricked and lied and took their hearts and, amen, and tortured their children. But this is a terrible time, and really not even, it's not pleasing to even entertain these thoughts. But I want to show you something referring to Isaiah 33 here so we can relate it with our day. The Bible said, "Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times." Amen. "Strength of thy salvation." Amen. God sent Isaiah to give this quote to stand in the congregation of the people and say, "Fear not, but fear the Lord." And he said, "Wisdom and knowledge and thy salvation is thy strength." Amen. I thought about what a man of God to stand amongst such a troubled time and such a terrible day to tell that generation, amen, "But the fear of the Lord is your treasure." Amen. "Salvation is your strength. Wisdom and knowledge is the stability of your time." And when I began to read that, my mind went to Luke chapter 21. Amen. Referring to our day. Me and your day out there in Radio Land 2012. Amen. For you see, we are in the last days. We're in that perilous times where the Bible says, "And men shall be lovers of their own selves, boastful, proud, blasphemers of God, unholy, unthankful, truce breakers, false accusers, heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." Friend, that's my day. That's the day that we're living in. So when my mind goes back this morning to Isaiah, and when God anointed the man of God to stand in the midst of that people and tell them that wisdom and knowledge was their stability, amen, and the strength was in the salvation of the Lord, I thought, "God, give me the strength today to preach to those out there in Radio Land on unstable times." Amen. That's right. Right now, today, my friend. Amen. If you pick up your local newspaper, you'll find today that the economy is, amen, seem like it's bad. You know, amen. Some of us have not seen it any worse. Jobs are on the blink right now. Seem like insurance anymore, amen, cost you more for co-pays than it does, amen, to actually pay your premiums. I thought about it's getting worse and worse. Amen, my friend, it's not going to get any better. When I got to looking at our day, these are things that came to my mind. I thought about sickness that's in our day. I mean, it seemed like that's why the insurance is so out of reach, because sickness is at an all-time high. I thought about you can't only pick up a paper today without reading about somebody passing on. Natural disasters in our hour. Amen. Hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis that's coming along the land. Amen. These are things that was not heard of 5 years ago. I thought about it the more I began to study and think about it. What about our day, the threat of nuclear holocaust? Amen. We read about it a few years ago in Japan and how it devastated that country. Inflation, recession, unemployment, cancer, AIDS, and heart disease. Amen, my friend, this is our day. This is our time. What does it say to the church? It's telling the church in Luke 21, it says to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh, even at the door. I read to here in Luke chapter 21, I've read to you, he said, earth shall be of distress of all nations, and the waves of warring. In verse 26, the Bible said, men's hearts are failing them for fear, looking after those things that shall come upon the earth, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. My friend, it's a coming down to the end. You say, I've heard that for years, preacher. You read your Bible and relate it to the paper today. I'm here to tell you the signs and the times are upon us. Amen. But I want to preach today on unstable times. Amen, my friend. When I read this in Isaiah, I've got hope. Amen, that God can still send the men of God in this hour and remind us, according to His Word, that not one hair on your head, amen, will perish. Amen. He said here in Luke, amen, chapter 19, or chapter 21, verse 19, in your patience possess ye your souls. He said, ye shall be hated from all, amen, for my sake. From all men shall hate you. Amen. This is not popular today, but I'm here to tell you it'll pay off in the end. Amen. What about it today? I know you're weary. I know you're overwhelmed with the day and hour that we live in. But my friend, they'll tell you, the optimist will tell you today it's going to get better. But if you read the Word of God, the Bible says, amen, it shall wax worse and worse. Amen. How about it today? Is your heart right with God? Are you fixed with God? Is your sins under the blood? Are you ready to go to meet the Savior? Amen. When I began to study this, I thought, my, the unstable conditions of our day. Amen. The unemployment. Amen. That's right. The inflation, the sickness that swept across our country, the disease. Brother, what does this do? This creates anxiety. It creates fear. It brings depression upon the people. Oppression among the church. And the Christians begin to murmur and complain. Brother, but I want you to know something today. Amen. We need to look up, the Bible says. For your redemption draweth nigh, even at the door. My friend, I want you to know something today. He's coming in an hour that you think not. That's why He said to watch ye therefore and pray always, for in such an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I want to preach to you today. I want to give you the Word of God. Amen. Praise be to God. The stability that God provides in an unstable time. Amen. You're reading in Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. The Bible said to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise the wisdom and instruction. Listen at the Bible here. He said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Can we be stable in such an unstable time? Brother, as long as God is my keeper, as long as God is my Savior, I let the wind blow, let the world turn upside down. Brother, I'm building upon a rock. Amen. That'll hold when this world's on fire. Amen. Praise be to God. And He told me in His Word. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Amen. Did you remember what I read to you in Isaiah 33? He said, wisdom and knowledge is the stability. Wisdom and knowledge of what, my friend? Wisdom and knowledge of God. Not wisdom and knowledge of the stock market. Not wisdom and knowledge of the material of this world. Amen. But He said the wisdom and knowledge of God. Brother, if you know God's Word, amen, you'll know how to sustain from the very appearance of evil. If you know God's Word, you'll not be ignorant in this hour. my friend, this has already been foretold. This is nothing new. This hasn't been done in a corner. Brother, this is open to each and every one. I don't know how many people have talked to me in the last few days. Amen. Concerning, amen, the weather and how that they send my. Amen. The weather's been awful mild here lately. Did you know the Word of God tells us in the book of Jeremiah, amen, that as long as the earth stands, there'll be seasons. But the Bible said man will not discern, amen, the difference in seasons. Amen. Brother, let me tell you something today. Amen. The Word of God tells us and foretells us of these things that's to come to pass. But brother, it's not for us to be worrying well done. It's not for us, amen, to be worried. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 3 and 2, he said that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that you was appointed thereto. For verily when I was with you, I told you before you should be, that you should suffer tribulation, even as it come to pass. And you know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your truth. Brother, let me listen. Let me preach to you today. Amen. For the saints of God and the people of God. Amen. This is nothing new to us. We've read God's Word and we've been praying. And God's already let us know. According to His Word, these things shall come to pass. But what I want to tell you out there in radio land, in this unstable time, you can see. Amen. You can be sure and steadfast. Amen. When everything's crumbling around you, amen, you can stand strong. Amen, you can endure the storm and come out on the other side. Amen, as long as you got the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. And the reason why I get on the radio, and the reason I preach like I do, I'm trying to get those souls ready to meet God. Amen, praise be to God, the commission is in my life. God's told me to go into the highways and the hedges and compel that His house may be filled. I'm blowing the trumpet today. I'm sounding the alarm. I'm telling you today. Amen. To seek first the kingdom of God. Get your heart fixed with God. Amen. Praise be to God. Get your house in order. Amen. Isaiah came to Hezekiah and said, Hezekiah, get your house in order, for you shall surely die and not live. Amen. But the Bible said, Hezekiah prayed and God spared him and give him 15 more years. Amen. I want you to know out there in radio land, it may be your hour, it may be your time, but if you'll pray and seek God, and God is full of mercy and full of loving kindness, He can forgive, He can save to the uttermost. I want to preach today on the unstable times. Amen. You say, brother, that's too much gloom and doom. Amen. But it's reality. And it's not to be afraid of. It's nothing to fear. The Bible said the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. Brother, if you've got God in your life, amen, you can go through these rough times. You can be stable in an unstable time. You can be sure and steadfast. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water and shall not be moved. And that's what I want to live like today. I want to live in a way when the world is turned and twisted. Amen. I can stand like a solid rock and say, man, how can you do it? I've got something greater on the inside. Amen. That's keeping me in an unstable time. Amen. The Word of God said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When the devil roars and the enemy comes, he said he'd raise up a standard against the enemy. I want you to know out there, you ain't got to be afraid. But brother, as long as you got God, as long as you got the Lord, you can go through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. Ask David. David conquered and was conquered because God being the author and the finisher of his faith. Well, hallelujah. I want to preach. preach to you today on unstable times. What creates the stability? Amen. It's the Lord Jesus. It's through wisdom and knowledge. Notice Isaiah said it's your salvation. Amen. It keeps you. It's your salvation that gives you strength. Amen. The world looks at the church today and they say, how does these people, amen, go around with a smile on their face? How do they go around, amen, talk about a Savior and talk about a Lord? Amen. When this world is so corrupt and lying and stealing and cheating and adultery and fornication at an all-time high. I'm here to tell you, brother, amen, Lot had that very same day. Amen. But the Bible said it vexed his righteous soul. But Lot, amen, was a man, amen, that had integrity with God. Amen. And God saved him and his family at such a wicked hour. And I want you to know today that judgment days are coming and that God's going to have the last say. Woo! Are you hearing me preach today? Amen. Out there in radio land, you may say, I've got control of this. I know what I'm a doing, preacher. I want you to know only God has control of you. He bought you. Amen. On Calvary, He paid the supreme sacrifice. And the Bible said you're not your own, but you've been bought with a price by the blood of the Lamb. Brother, listen to me today. Amen. He has control of you. He gives you the air to breathe. He gives you the strength to walk and to talk and the ability to do the things that you've done. Let's give God the praise while He's here, while we're standing on two legs. Let's give God the honor before He comes. Amen. So that when He comes, we can have confidence and say, yes, Lord, I've lived holy. I've lived right. I kept Thy word in such an adverse day when everybody's going the opposite direction. I followed that straight and narrow. How about it today? I'm preaching on unstable times. You think it's bad now. It's going to get worse. And you'll see the signs of the times. But God's telling the people of God, He's telling me in His word, to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Brother, I'm getting ready to go home in a little while. I'm a young man, according to nature, 45 years old. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not getting ready to make my change. David said, I wait patiently for my change. I'm awaiting, praise be to God, to go from this life into the next life. Are you ready for that change? Are you ready to stand before God and give an account in the day of judgment for every idle word that proceedeth out of your mouth? I'm a preaching to you out there today. This old time preachers are telling you today, it's unstable times, but you can live solid and steadfast through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it. It's by the knowledge of God. It's by the salvation in your soul. You can face death tomorrow. You can go to bed at night and sleep like a baby, knowing that if you should die before you wake, it's goodbye world and hell, heaven. Amen, amen, amen. I'm a preaching to you today. It's an unstable time, but you can live solid and steadfast as long as you trust in the Lord. Well, I appreciate the blessings of God. Excuse me, I appreciate what I'm feeling tonight. Amen. Today I want to read you a poem. Amen. In the last minute of this broadcast. Amen. That the Lord give to me, to give to, amen, you out there in radio land. Amen. Listen to this. God has not promised skies always blue, flowers streamed in pathways that brings our life through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way. Yes, God has promised grace for the trials, help from above, unfalling and sympathy and undying love. Oh, are you hearing me today? This is Pastor Bobby Sally with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, 11 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.